I've never been politically active here at the theater, but the day that the United States Supreme Court ordered the stopping of the counting of ballots in Florida was the day I put my first message up.
Okay, so that would be in 2000.
That is correct, the end of 2000. I guess it would be whatever that infamous day was, late November, early December of 2000.
And what was that first message?
This is America. Every vote should be counted.
Pretty simple, straightforward. Did you come up with that yourself, or did it get generated by committee, or?
The committee is myself and my wife Sandra, and we that particular day we were on our way to go to lunch, and we heard on the radio what the Supreme Court had done, and we were just so absolutely angry and outraged. I couldn't even eat. And I said to her, we've got to do something. And she said, well, let's do something about it. We came up with the idea of posting messages or posting a statement. At the time, we really didn't envision a constant repertoire of messages going up. But posting a statement on this just horrible, deplorable, unconstitutional act and putting this on the high traffic volume side of the Grand Lake Theater marquee.
So it's right there where people would be walking by generally, or if you're getting on the highway, you'd see it. Now, you said you didn't originally intend for it to be an ongoing installation, but it's been ongoing for quite some time now.
Yes, it has. I mean, certainly at the time, we could never envision the United States Supreme Court abrogating their constitutional authority and installing somebody who lost an election and by virtue of election fraud in Florida to put a person like that into the presidency. And yet it did happen. We left that message up for 3 or 4 months, and then we went back to movie titles. And then it was a subsequent crisis that sparked it again. And the subsequent crisis was when we started having rolling blackouts. And at the time, to me, it was very, very obvious that we were suffering from market manipulation that was clearly engineered by the good friends of Mr. Cheney, friends like Reliant Energy and Enron, and the other Texas crowd. So we put up a message that said, there is no energy shortage. This is an ethics shortage. And of course, at this time, this was way before any of the disclosures came out about what was actually going on. And we did come under, got a lot of criticism for that message, including a columnist writing for the Montclarian newspaper who was ranting and raving about how, you know, I was paranoid and didn't know what I was talking about. But events turned out that we were very accurate on that one.
And including certain meetings between Arnold Schwarzenegger and various entities on that end. But I'm wondering what other responses you've gotten, because obviously it couldn't have all been bad, or you might might not have continued.
We get a steady stream of mail, of comments dropped off at the theater or left here by our customers, of emails from people responding to the messages. And I'd say about 96 or 98% is favorable.
That would be, I mean, it's interesting to note that when there's so much in the media about how patriotic we need to be and how people generally support our president and our war, that you would get 98% of people coming by saying, you know, we like these critical messages.
Well, I think I am being patriotic. Everything that I put up there is basically in support of the United States Constitution, and it's in support of doing the right thing and being good global citizens. And unfortunately, our administration is not. And I think that to just be cowed into a sense of fear and silence by a group of people that are running around and saying that any criticism is unpatriotic is probably the most unpatriotic thing that you can do. To allow this kind of abuse to occur and not speak up is an abrogation of the First Amendment rights that we all hold so dear.
I wanted to also ask about your current message. I don't know. Can you recite it off the top of your head? Or
current message went up last night, and it says, "Touchscreen voting is how democracy gets hacked. Request your absentee ballot." And this is a topic that we have been harping on the Marquee for a full year now, since way before it became a hot button topic in the media.
Yeah, we actually had Bev Harris on the show not too long ago, in part because I noticed the black box voting reference on your Marquee.
Yeah, blackboxvoting.com is a wonderful website filled with information about this absolutely horrendous, scary, nefarious, dishonest scheme to control American politics and to basically remove democracy from the American people via installing touchscreen voting equipment that can be manipulated and controlled by the manufacturers. And I might add that the president of Diebold is on record basically as saying that he will do whatever it takes to see that George Bush is reelected.
Yeah, to deliver the votes from Ohio to the Republican nominee, whoever it might be.
Well, not just Ohio, but anywhere that there's a piece of Diebold equipment in service, he will deliver those votes regardless of what the public is voting. And it's interesting, Diebold is the largest manufacturer of business-related equipment in the world. They manufacture things like the credit card readers and scanners that you see in grocery stores and stores everywhere. A huge variety of equipment. And when you go and you pay for something with a credit card, it's a very simple transaction. They do the transaction, they swipe your card, two receipts come out of the machine, one for you and one for the merchant. Well, it's really interesting that Diebold, with all the different things that they manufacture, only manufacture a single piece of equipment that doesn't give multiple receipts. Gee, what is that? Voting machines. I wonder why.
And it's too expensive for them to include the paper ballots. Are you heartened at all by the recent vote to, at least for the November 2nd election, eliminate electronic voting machines?
Not really. Because the vote by Shelley in Sacramento only addressed four counties, and this is not addressing the rest of the country as well. I believe that this is something that absolutely has to be completely exposed to the utmost degree and really put under the light of day. And I feel that any unverifiable equipment anywhere in the United States needs to immediately be returned to the manufacturer. And if that means going back to punch cards, fine. So be it. At least we have a verifiable, checkable system, because we're talking about the future of the whole concept of what America is all about. And if we allow the future of democracy and the freedom of the people of America to be put in the hands of a few large corporations that have publicly stated their vested interest is to return George Bush to the White House, we cannot trust that. It has to be verifiable. We cannot trust this administration and the people backing it by any measure whatsoever.
We're speaking with Alan Michon, the owner of the Grand Lake Theater here in Oakland, and you're listening to KALX Berkeley. And I wanted to sort of round things out here by speaking about the event. It's Friday today. Last night you had an event with MoveOn.org. Have you been very active with MoveOn in general?
Actually, no. I mean, I always look forward to getting their emails every day and reading what they have to say. I also want to mention that the event was also for Code Pink, which is a wonderful group. And this event was something that came about where I had, on a number of occasions, emailed MoveOn and offered the use of the theater for fundraiser. And they finally got back to me and said, yeah, we'd love to do something. So This was put together on, you know, in less than a month, and, you know, with virtually no cost outlay on their part. And it was really well attended. We had over 600 people here last night. Everyone had a great time. Their speakers were wonderful. We watched about 40 minutes of the Bush in 30 Seconds ads that were created by Move On members. They had a band. I mean, it was just a lot of fun. Good question and answer period afterwards. It was a great event, and people really enjoyed it. And I think that it's so important that people feel that they're empowered and can get back into the process. And I think what's wonderful about Move On and these other organizations that use the internet is that it's giving a grassroots movement in America a chance to really assert itself, to really come into the political scene, to raise money in a way that matches the fundraising that is occurring through the Republicans tapping these giant corporations that, you know, that have benefited so much from a lack of regulation and oversight and tax cuts and all of the other terrible, terrible things that they've done to the American people at the benefit of corporations and their, you know, their very high echelon friends. It's great that this is enabling a return to really what the concept of America was all about. And when we see things happening, like what's happening now in Iraq, and especially in the last day or two with all of the revelations of torture and the fact that they clearly have been covering this thing up for a long time. They knew it was going on. I believe it was sanctioned and encouraged all along. And I hope that the day will come when these people are all held accountable right up to the very, very, very top levels of government, because this is a disgrace upon our country.
Absolutely. And Rumsfeld's doing his best to save his hide through it. And we'll hope he doesn't succeed.
The hide's not worth saving.